the stories we tell actually reinforce our culture or challenge our culture. So at the end of these fairy stories, we have a man meets a woman and they live happily ever after. In the face of marriages which were horrendous, where abuse was going on, marriages that broke, and all of that, there was the fairy story repeated time and time again with "and lived happily ever after." And that's an interesting phenomenon, because on the one hand, it reinforces the idea that marriage is beautiful, and I mean marriage between a man and a woman in this context. On the other hand, it makes everybody feel failed if they're not living happily ever after.
That's right.
You know? So it has a sense of failure about it. And I think that has to be changed.
Mm.
In the fact that now we have the possibility of relationships between heterosexual couples, but homosexual relationships as being a possibility. So we can have two men meeting and living happily ever after, yep. which at the moment we haven't got in the fairy stories,
yeah.
And so on. So we need to rewrite the fairy stories so that that is there. But also we've then cut out the notion of being single. Once upon a time, that was a high calling. And that's why I teach the medieval mystics, the women who chose the vow of celibacy, because I think celibacy, singleism is no longer on the map. But I, who am bound by my mirror as well as my bed, see causes in colour as well as sex, and sit here wondering which me will survive all these liberations. The book is called Queering Freedom, and the notion of embracing diversity and not having categories is freeing, but it will be scary, and we'll try and avoid it in a variety of ways. And we see that in the backlash from the more fundamentalist end of all the great faiths. And we've got people saying that the rise of homosexuality, the rise in divorce, is the result of the loss of Christian values and so on. Rather than embracing that diversity, it's easier to retreat back where women know where they are, they make the tea, and they don't ask the questions. So I think that freedom looks wonderful, but is actually scary. There come times, perhaps this is one of them, when we have to take ourselves more seriously or die, when we have to pull back from the incantations, rhythms we've moved to thoughtlessly, and disenthrall ourselves, bestow ourselves to silence, or a severer listening, cleansed of oratory, formulas, choruses, laments, static crowding the wires.